Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 27th May 1952. Christopher Crissy Brathwaite. On this day, 27th May 1952, Christopher Augustus Brathwaite, one of the island's political stalwarts, was laid to rest at St. Michael's Cathedral. He was 71 years old. On the same day, the Barbados House of Assembly, in which he had served as senior member for St. Michael from 1924 to 1940, passed a resolution paying tribute to this, quote, pioneer of democratic representation in this island, unquote. Born in 1881, Brathwaite was the son of a small businessman. He worked as a merchant mariner and then settled into real estate dealership with a shop and premises on Robert Street. However, he lived on Constitution Road for most of his life. He became an activist on behalf of the black masses. In May 1914, he led a group of men who included Herman Griffith and Benjamin Jilts to launch the Empire Club. In the 1920s, Brathwaite served on the St. Michael Vestry. Then, as a member of the Democratic League, he was the first to win a seat in the House of Assembly for St. Michael. There he fought mainly for three causes: compulsory education for all black youth, the banning of child labor on Barbados' sugar plantations, and the creation of special homes for orphaned and destitute children. Further, he led a group of men who successfully pressured the authorities to create, in 1928, the St. Michael's School for Girls, SMGS. In 1938, along with J.A. Martineau, Hope Stevens, C. Edby Talma, Dr. H.G. Cummins, Dr. Philip Payne, and Winter Crawford, Brathwaite founded the Barbados Progressive League, the island's first legal, mass-based political party. He served as its first president for 2 years. When he lost his seat in the House of Assembly, Crissy concentrated his attention on his business interests and his beloved Empire Club. He is remembered as one of the most progressive thinkers and social activists of the first half of the 20th century in Barbados. His burial on this day, 27th May 1952, marked the passing of a man who was a hero to the masses, a selfless politician, and a pioneer in the struggle to uplift the black masses in this plantation colony.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.